This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A quick glance at the calendar tells us there are less than 3 weeks until the next Obamacare deadline, unless the White House changes its mind again. This one is the real deal. March 31st is the last day to sign up for private insurance under the Affordable Care Act to get insurance that will kick in this year and let you avoid paying penalties. The White House is, though, still some way from its enrollment goal, so insurers and activists and others are pulling out all the stops to get people signed up, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us.
If you haven't signed up for health insurance by March 31st, you'll face a penalty.
This is crunch time.
Sabrina Corlett is a senior researcher with Georgetown's Center on Health Insurance Reform. She says there'll be major consequences if the enrollment goals aren't met.
You know, are we really making a dent in the crisis of uninsurance in this country where we have 50 million people uninsured?
Thing is, a lot of the uninsured don't seem to know the deadline is March 31st. Kantar Media says insurance companies are now devoting almost half of all their ad spending to commercials with a health reform theme.
Thanks to Providence Health Plan, we can see our neighborhood doctor.
Insurers are also giving financial support to some grassroots groups, like Enroll America. It's organizing more than 3,000 enrollment events just in March. Spokeswoman Jessica Barbara Brown says the key is getting contact information so they can get back in touch.
Because we know that people need a couple of touches before they are going to act.
The Service Employees International Union is also spreading the word, going door to door and making lots of phone calls. Mary Kay Henry is the union's international president.
And so far, we've had 274,000 direct conversations, but we want to pump that number up.
They want to double that number, in fact. Both groups are focusing on states like Texas and Florida, which aren't too keen on the Affordable Care Act, but have lots of uninsured residents. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.